Hello everyone. I haven't done that in a while, so let's see how it's gonna go. On this episode, I just wanted to explain my last Instagram post. It's a reel of the Jersey Ocean or sea, and it says, "What if our emotions were trapped in our bodies and our environment was setting them free? Wouldn't that change everything?" And I didn't explain what I meant by that, so I want to explain it here. So we usually walk through life, doing our things, having relationships, interactions, many kind of different relationships, and in maybe different kinds of environments, right? So we go to work, so we might have relationships with our colleagues, boss. We are at home, might have a partner, kids, or friends outside, maybe roommates, parents, different kind of people we know from different clubs we might have joined, all these, or even just people on the street, maybe watch the news, or watch whatever. So all those interactions or events make us feel a certain way. Sometimes people might trigger us because they did XYZ. We get emotional for various reasons, right? And so we often think, that happened, and that's why I feel like this and this. He said that, or she said that, and we always look at outside, or we from this interaction we have with our environments. So environments for me means also people. Then we feel a certain thing. And on the post, and I'm not obviously the first one to say so. I just think for me it finally clicked, and that's why I wanted to share it. What if we have already all the emotions inside, and maybe we have more of some emotions than others? Like I might have more anger than other emotions, and so I have that in my body, and I will kind of not look for it in the outside, but the outside will just show it to me, right? This is kind of what I've been trying to remember more often these days. But okay, he said that or did that and it triggered me. But what if actually that emotion was already in and he or she just showed me that emotion, it released it from the body and made it appear. And it's just a very interesting way to look at everything, or because we interact with people every day, so we have constantly maybe conflicts or things we need to discuss because whatever the reason. And if we start and it's taken a while for me to remember every single time, and if we can remember, okay. Or I don't even know if this is true, but it's just a funny thing to play around because it's put so much, don't want to say responsibility, but it definitely won't blame other people anymore and maybe will reduce the amount of conflict we have if we notice, okay, the emotion was there already, so that person just enabled me to feel it and see it. Well, then it's not the fault of the person, right? It's just neutral. The emotion was there. That person even helped me feeling it. So it's actually a good thing. And of course, I'm not saying, still set your boundaries and all that and don't accept everything. I certainly don't accept everything, but it's just it's a way of feeling. It's a way of feeling things and interacting with people that will bring more peace, maybe. If I think, oh, okay, this comes from me, then I'm also not gonna blame myself, obviously, but rather maybe be curious and be more grateful, enter less into conflict, and yeah, be more at peace. So I still need to remind me, of course, but I also do it in not just for the so-called negative emotions, but I also notice very much if I feel good, then I'm gonna be good with other people as well. For example, do this podcast right now and I feel very content with having done that and releasing it and went through this whole creation process. I'm gonna interact in a very different way with other people because I'm very content with myself already. So I think it's just a very interesting way to start thinking about those emotions. So that's what I meant in this post. What if our emotions were trapped in our bodies and our environment was setting them free, was making us feel them? And wouldn't it change everything, because we would have such a different way of interacting with people and maybe ourselves as well. So I invite you, if you listened, thank you for listening, to start noticing when you feel emotions. That's always a good start, because for some of us it might be tricky enough to feel. So feel them and then notice or remember or think, was that person helping me setting that emotion free? Oh wow, okay, thank you to that person and to the emotion too. And yeah, it's not natural because we are not brought up like that, but it's just very interesting. So let me know if you have questions as usual and if you are experimenting with that and what it does, how it changes your everyday life. Thank you for listening.